So you call this your free country? Tell me why it costs so much to live. Tell me why it
morning and welcome to the Word from the Trenches, from the TrenchesWorldReport.com, brought to you by Republic Broadcasting Network, and it is Monday, October 15th, 2012, and I'm your host, Henry Shively. Halfway through the month already, crazy. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Southern Oregon, wherein I live, and we're looking for a high of 68 for the Klamath Basin and a 50% chance of rain, and I do believe it's going to rain as it's been down in the 20s the last week, and it has to be overcast out there. Anyway, we've got a plethora of news to get into, and we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
This is The Word from the Trenches, and I am Henry Shively. And we've been hearing a lot of, there's been a lot of talk of late about the fresh water supply on planet Earth. And the fact it's running out, don't you know? It's become a commodity just in my lifetime. When I was young, if anybody would have told me I'd be paying as much for a bottle of water as I do for a soda pop, I'd have laughed at them. But it's a reality. 3% of the world's water is fresh. However, only 0.768% is usable for consumption. The remaining portion of fresh water is locked up in ice glaciers. Considering the Earth is two-thirds water, if you came up on this planet in the Starship Enterprise, not being Earth, of course, and Data pushed all of his buttons, yeah, we have a slave society. They are enslaved through their need for water. They look down on the Earth and go, huh? And there is no shortage of water on this planet no more than there's a shortage of oil. It's just that the same people who enslave us for oil, electricity, and food now want to enslave us for mere water. What a coup for the international corporate mafia. And the propaganda is being put front and center to support their contentions that, you know, this water is a commodity. This is special stuff. You're going to have to pay dearly for it. You're going to have to work hard if you want some water. Egypt is prepared to bomb all of Ethiopia's Nile dams. This is from the Business Insider. In 2010, Egypt discussed taking military action in cooperation with Sudan against Ethiopia to protect their stake in the Nile River, according to international emails from the U.S. Private security firm Stratfor. Egypt and Sudan currently receive 90% of the river's water under colonial-era accords, while upstream countries, including Uganda, Rwanda, Tanzania, Kenya, and Ethiopia, have been clamoring for a new deal during more than a decade of talks. The Nile flows south to north, making it one of the only a handful of rivers in the world to do so, and one of only two in Africa. One of a handful. So rather than Cairo sitting at the mouth of the massive water supply, it sits dead last, subject to all the whims and fancies of each upstream nation, with several factional governments upstream, and the premium of freshwater diplomacy goes only so far. Downriver, we know how that works. Flush a toilet. A dispatch from May 26, 2010 that cited information from an Egyptian diplomat source points to the country's frustration. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has agreed to allow the Egyptians to build a small air base in Kutsi, to accommodate Egyptian commandos who might be sent to Ethiopia to destroy water facilities on the Blue Nile. It will be their option if everything else fails. The Blue Nile, which begins in Ethiopia, contributes about 85% of the flow that passes through Egypt to the Mediterranean. And water is life. And you can see it anywhere on this planet. But the whole thing is they'll start making issues like this right here where I live. I mean, there's a series of dams that go down the Klamath River to the Pacific Ocean. And there's been a controversy constantly from the get-go of tribal rights, individual land rights, grandfathered in, seniority rights on the water. And, what has always bothered me about this is when it snows up in the mountains, the mountains are supposed to belong to all of us. They're up in what's supposed to be national lands. When the water comes down, runs down off the mountain and starts, goes into the creeks and then into the rivers, all of a sudden it starts belonging to people. And when it gets down to me, going by me here in three rivers, we have the Sprague, the Williamson, and the Wood that flow into Klamath Lake, which flows on down the Klamath River into California. Now, why does Henry have to pay for his drinking water or the water to water his lawn? But none of it belongs to me. It falls out of the sky and lands on the mountain, which belongs to me. But I have no stake in it. I actually, the people who are paying for their drinking water and to water their lawns pay the most for water of anybody in this country. And, the dams, we paid to build the dams on our rivers so we could pay the most for electricity that comes out of those hydroelectric dams. It comes across the United States and we pay a premium dollar. It goes down to the Mexican border. As soon as that electricity crosses the Mexican borders, it's pennies on the dollar that they pay for it down there, their industry. But we paid for the dam on the river. Wait, is something getting lost here? It was our water. I mean, does somebody own the snow now when it's falling? Do they own it before it ever turns into water and starts down the river? Water. I mean, that's one of the three basics you need for life: water, shelter, and food. This should never be controlled by anyone, because to control them is to enslave, to be a slave for water. Think about that. We build the dams and then we build aqueducts out into the farmlands. Now, see, these special interests would be these corporate farmers, back when the Army Corps of Engineers was going across this country and under the guise of preventing flooding and such, they built all these dams. And of course, we paid to build the aqueducts out to their fields so that they could open up new land to crop production, so that they could sell us the crops, of course, growing with our water, which is subsidized to them. And there's huge subsidies. Down in California, they're subsidizing the water to grow alfalfa that's being sent to in bulk. I mean, tons of alfalfa is being sent to China. And they have all these ships over here where they're bringing their Chinese junk made with our natural resources into this country, and then they're taking this alfalfa, which we... The people of California are subsidizing the water that grows this alfalfa. Now, when the Chinese start buying up the alfalfa to fill up them ships to take back to China, so that they would have a cargo, if it could be any cargo, really. I mean, anything that's one of our natural resources, logs, iron, copper, it doesn't matter. But it has to have something in it to pay for the trip, because they're running a business here, don't you know? So they put the alfalfa, you know, up for sale. Now, just like our lumber mills bid against the Chinese for our own raw logs, our farms and our ranches are bidding against the Chinese for the alfalfa that we paid to subsidize because we built aqueducts from the dams that are holding our water that fell on the mountain in the form of snow that should have belonged to all of us when it started running down the hill. But by the time it got down to the bottom hill, a select few had already, that's our water, really. I beg to differ. And this is one of the things we are going to correct. When the railroads came across this country, all the millions and millions of acres of land that they were given to, that also had water rights attached to it. The same people have been benefiting from our country while the rest of us have been doing without for 100 years now. And now they want to charge us to just drink some water. Maybe you'll go out there and labor. I mean, and see, in the hot sun, you'd need about a gallon of water every hour if you're labor. I mean, if you're working hard. Well, maybe we'll give you a gallon of water and a bag of peanuts for an hour's work. The peanuts that you're picking, of course, you can eat a handful. How about that? That's enough for any slave, isn't it? Are we going to be slave for water? You look at it right now. The Chinese are coming over here with these great, big, huge bladders, and they're taking water, fresh water from the Great Lakes, and they're filling these huge bladders up and taking them back over to China and putting them in the aquifers that have went dry since they built a big, huge dam across one of their huge rivers over there. Now, their drinking water is going the way of the dodo bird, so they're going to come over here and get ours. But, of course, the people here are not going to get any money from that because the Chinese just come over here and they buy buy some land in America, and everything owned by any Chinaman belongs to the Chinese government. So the Chinese government owns land over here in the United States up by the Great Lakes, and they just sink a well and start pumping out the aquifers. The Great Lakes are dropping noticeably. And they're under the guise of, well, we have a water plant, you know, where we bottled water. We're selling bottled water. That is our intent here. And so long as it's in a container, see, they went after him for it because they're saying, you're hauling the water away. Come on. No, so long, and then they pass the law, it has to be in a container. Thus, the big, huge bladders that they drag across the sea with these ships to take the water over to China to dump in their aquifers. You know, here where I live, I sit in the foothills of the Cascade Mountain Range. To try to tell me that water is a scarcity, it just isn't going to work. Right here where I'm sitting, I can dig down 10 feet and all the water I could ever want. It's not the best water. It's probably polluted from the industry that went through here. In fact, it is polluted by the industry that went through here. And it's got benzene in it. Hard to tell what, but it's there. There's plenty of it. As it's, I can look up at the mountain and see where it comes from. There's springs all around here. I mean, I think that water is a scarcity. But it's somehow, at some point in the ballgame, they're going to have to... turn these meters on. They got federal grants to put meters in this little town I live in, and people are saying, well, why would you do that? I mean, it ain't like we have to meter water. I mean, we're sitting in the foothills of the Cascade Mountain Range. We have a plenty of water, but everybody will have to be metered equally because everyone will have to purchase their water equally. You will have to purchase that water that gives you life. You're going to have to pay your masters for your drinks of water now. Something that everybody would just pretty much take for granted because you have to drink or you will die. That will kill you the quickest. Shelter will kill you pretty quick under the right circumstances, but water is usually the one that gets you in a survival situation. And now water is becoming, I mean, we ain't got very much. We're going to have to start rationing. We'll get into it a little deeper when we come back from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches with Henry Shively.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County Road Access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Is the word from the trenches. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And I guess the question is, are we ready to work for water? We're talking about the media push that's going on right now, talking about, oh man, we're just almost out of water. The planet's 2/3 water, but only, like I said, 3% is fresh water, and only 0.768% is usable for consumption. Now, there have been wars over water since people started irrigating. And we started with a story up on the Nile, and this is where all the first water world probably ever existed was, a war with the gods. You're not sending enough water down to irrigate our fields. Global water crisis will shake humanity to its core, from Business Insider. A doomsday scenario, no doubt. You don't hear much about the water crisis in the United States now because we've got lots of water. Water is still cheap here. Water is still cheap here. And our, well, you know, they're paying a lot for it overseas. It's like when they did this to us with the gasoline. Remember back when our gas was, you know, like under a dollar, and, you know, they're paying $5 for it over in Britain. Well, I guess we should too. I mean, we don't want to be backward. We have enough oil reserves in our country. If it was just devoted to our people and, our own prosperity, we'd be paying a nickel a gallon for it. I mean, gasoline is a byproduct. Even if you ran your industry on steam, you still have to have higher oils, you know, to grease the slides. And lubricate the gears. And had it not been for the invention of the internal combustion engine, we would be burning gasoline and diesel in big pools to get rid of it. And it's just like the water. They started out, well, you know, would you take this off our hands? And then pretty soon as well, will you give us a nickel for it? And then 25 cents. The next thing you know, it's well, they're paying $5 a gallon for it over in Europe, man. You people, do you want to live in the Stone Age, or you want to pay more for your gasoline? You don't hear much about the water crisis. Yeah, you don't. And that's a natural fact, because there is none. The global water crisis, but in some places the crisis is in flames. Oh my goodness. Now who are we going to have to keep up with here? 1.6 billion people live in regions that with absolute water scarcity, and by 2025, two-thirds of the world's population could be living under water stressed conditions, and it's just getting worse. Late energy analysis analyst Matthew Simmons warned this was scarier than peak oil. Here we go. See, the coalition, they found, you know, they could enslave people for energy, for oil, to consume, you know, you want that gasoline, you're going to work for it. You're going to toil, and you're going to toil at the price we tell you, because we control it all, because we took it away from you. It was yours, you know, by all rights, because it's beneath the land that you came from. But the international globals have come in, and you know they have a right to have your natural resources for free and to sell them back to you at a premium, and your sweat. As global population grows, water usage has to rise for sanitation, food production, and modern energy creation. It is unclear whether this can happen. The following slides. Oh, this was just a little. Hold on to it for some slides for the article. And the bottom line here is water is a natural. I mean, I don't believe in socialism. Anybody that listens to me knows that. I don't believe in collectivism. I don't believe in communism. Well, water. I mean, they do. They will end up charging us for the air we breathe, because they're, you know, it's already been put forth for a global tax on the carbon dioxide we breathe out of our lungs, that the plants breathe in and give us oxygen. You know, it's kind of a circle of life thing. And it's already been proposed. I mean, we do emit carbon dioxide, and we should have to pay for that, for breathing. And eventually this is what it will come to. I mean, the water is just you just think about that, selling us on a planet that is two-thirds water. I mean, they talk about you needing it for industry, for crops. Now you're going to have clean water, but for flushing a toilet, I think you could invent something that would let seawater do that. And there's no scarcity of seawater. Not that I know of. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, the oceans are only so big, and there's a lot of us, enough to take up a complete, square. I guess it come down to an Australia. If you had all the people on the continent of Australia, they would have, like 1 square mile. I mean, the whole thing here is to fool us into thinking that we have a need for them. The water was here before they were here, before any of us were here. It's generational. We inherit the water. It does not belong to anybody, no more than the air that we breathe does. But they would have us believe it does, and they would like to take control of it. And if we let them, I promise you, they will. And we'll see. We'll see what happens here when they. I mean, I like I said, I would have never believed that I would pay to buy water. A bottle of water, but I have. In the right circumstance, you will. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on RBN Studio A.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
That word, trenches, with Shively, our site is From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And so what else do the international elite have in store for us water slaves? We all know that this economy is getting ready to crash. It cannot not crash. It is a mathematical certainty that it will crash, and soon. $40 billion is being pumped in per month to buy up more toxic derivatives. The stock market's about right up where it was when it crashed last time, and it's made of nothing more than air because there's been no production to justify it. And you can see the elite are making their moves from the top, and the people who will have caused this global breakdown, this crash of the global economy, this global famine that will follow. They intend to come out of this smelling like a rose with a nice big herd of slaves ready to go right back to work for them for water. Massive COMEX silver withdrawal on Friday. 3.6 million ounces withdrawn from Brinks. This is from Silver Doctors. There was a massive silver withdrawal out of the COMEX on Friday. Over the past week, there has been a steady increase in the total amount of silver in the COMEX warehouse. However, in one huge withdrawal, 3.6 million ounces, a whopping 17% of Brink's total registered silver inventory, was removed on Friday. I have not seen such a large withdrawal from the registered category for quite some time. Furthermore, this single withdrawal from the Brink's register category was nearly 10% of all the total registered silver in the COMEX warehouse. New important update below. Added at 9:53 p.m. This was on Saturday. Brink's had a staggering 3.6 million ounces of silver withdrawn, or 17% of its total registered inventory, on Friday. There was an additional 558,390 ounces withdrawn from HSBC. There were two deposits on the same day. 456,057 ounces was deposited in the J.P. Morgan warehouse, and 1,176,937 ounces went into the Scotia Modica vaults. Even though there was a total of 1.6 million ounces deposited in the COMEX warehouse on Friday, there was 4.16 million withdrawal, with a net reduction of 2.5 million ounces. Of course, we don't know if these figures are completely accurate, but we can plainly see there is a serious movement of silver coming in and out of COMEX. Update, 9:53 p.m. Saturday. I just looked at the USGS new monthly silver commodity update. What a shocker. If we take a look at the difference in silver exports from just June to July, we can see that a staggering 169 metric tons of silver was sent to the United Kingdom back in July. This is a 5.4 million ounce transfer of silver to the UK in just 1 month. This is starting to go somewhere here. I mean, the thieves that have been robbing us blind are now taking all of their worthless fiat dollars and they're turning them into tangible wealth before this crash happens. And when the crown heads of Europe start collecting up their booty for the robbery they've been committing for the last 100 years, you can bet it's just around the corner. And so, maybe they'll get some, maybe be like China. You know, China, I hear they got some gold bars that were actually gold-coated tungsten slugs. But, of course, they didn't put up a gripe about it. They just passed them on to the next person. That's what you do when you get a counterfeit $100 bill, right? You just pass it on to the next person, and you don't lose any money. And if you're the honest person that steps up and say, well, I think this one's bad, well, you know what? You just lost $100. And this is how the steve and sneak and dirty, rotten world is working these days. If you notice, you will see that the normal amount of silver has been moved per month to several different countries. Is in 30,000 kilograms or 30 metric tons. However, in July, the U.S. exported 169,000 kilograms or 169 metric tons to the U.K. Looks like there has been some serious silver being transferred to LBMA in London. Lastly, of the total 587 metric tons of silver bullion exported between January through July of 2012, 169 metric tons, or 29% of the total silver exports, took place in 1 month and to one country, the UK. So, there's always a dispute over just who's behind what's the theft that has been going on in our nation for, like I said, 100 years since that old Federal Reserve was put in place. The crown heads of Europe are Zionists, and their outpost in Israel is, a boar's nest of bankers that have been eating out our substance all these years. And now, like I said, they're getting rid of their fiat dollars. If you're listening out here, man, I'm not kidding you one little bit. If you're listening out there and you still have those fiat dollars in your bank account, you are a fool if you don't get rid of them as fast as you can. Put them in anything but fiat dollars. With $40 billion in being pumped into the so-called system. It's not even a system anymore. It's a joke. With $40 billion more toxic derivatives being bought up every month, just the $40 billion being pumped in is going to devaluate the dollar. And when the toxic derivatives are bought, we bought a bunch. We just don't know. We can't tell the difference. Say, Standard & Poor's couldn't tell the difference. Hell, they rated them AAA when they put them in up for the people who had their 401ks and their retirement accounts, because they had to be AAA or else you couldn't invest, you know, the 401ks couldn't buy them, you know, make them a part of your portfolio. Had to be secure. That was your future you're talking about. Remember when they, George Bush sold us on that one? Oh man, these 401ks, that's the way to go. We can't trust the government. I mean, hell, they've done stole $2 trillion from the Social Security Fund. If you want to retire, you better go and invest in the stock market. Well, of course, we'll make sure that you only invest in AAA rated securities, to, because we're here to protect you, the government you can't trust. Or I don't know just how that works, but it's something like that, I believe. The scam, the United scam is what this is. It's not a country. It's a running Ponzi scheme. It's the three card money. It's everybody. I mean, stealing. That's all it's all about. And if you're not a thief, man, you're not prospering here. But like I said, it's been milked about as far as it can be milked. The other countries around the world know that, you know, what the debt dollar actually is, and the oil dollar that is, when you keep printing them and changing the digits in the computer, it gets worthless and worthless and worthless. And they're saying, hey, man, you know what? Yeah, we don't mind seeing you guys have your substance eaten out, and we don't mind manufacturing your resource in our country, but we're not going to take this hit. Well, so I guess that, you know, the Chinese have been scooping up the gold, and they've got their own international currency that they're going to start buying and selling oil in. Because there has to be something in place when that dollar crashes. A lot of people are talking about leaving the United States and, you know, getting out of here, man, but well, there's still time. But, you know, I have to ask the question, where are you going to go? The dollar is not just a world currency. It is the world currency. And if you look at the way the deck has been stacked with China now having an 8.2 growth rate as the United States, and it's even a lie, a 1.2. There's no, it's negative growth in this country, the truth be known. But we are a rich country in resource, and it's all been kind of leveled out around the world so that when this dollar does crash, it'll be an equal opportunity depression, a world famine. Everybody gets an equal dose of it for population reduction, don't you know? And if we can throw in a World War III in the middle of it, well, I'll drop a bomb here. Let's sort the cattle. Let's cut the herd. Let's get the young steers and the young heifers, the cream of the crop, and let's herd them over to this country, and we'll leave the rest here for slaughter. And it should work out good for those at the top. Not so good for those who are not looking at this for what it really is. Man, when you look at this country, it's just, you want to shake your head in disgust. You're raised up to think that, man, this is America. This is the land of the free and home of the brave. This is where there is equality among the people. Everyone is equal as an individual. You have individual rights. You can assert individually. You have power as an individual. And it's all been a scam. It's been a scam for a long time. Rod Glass gets fourth administrative ruling. Government offices are vacant. All government officials are private contractors. This came out of the Daily Paul. Yes, you read that correctly. It is true. And is now on the court record, black ink on white paper. Please read on. A lot of us have been exposing the crime of the United States Corporation for many years, but until recently, no one has had the proof that all government offices are vacant. No one is home. Those supposed government officials / agencies are being occupied by private contractors and are not being occupied by a legitimate government body. And I've been saying this for the past 10 years. I mean, it became evident to me when I did my little tour as a Constitution Ranger fighting in the courts and, you know, digging through the information and finding out exactly what's going on. Well, yeah, they're all private contractors. Our government fiduciary is being subcontracted out. And then as contractors under the merchant law, the Uniform Commercial Code, there is no application of rights because under the Uniform Commercial Code, the merchant law, we are all just, we're property, we're a human resource. You know how, notice how they snuck that in? A human resource. Oh, we're going to help you down here. We're going to set up a Department of Human Resource. And, oh, that's a good thing. I mean, it sounds good. They're going to help us, right? Yeah. They helped you become a resource, a piece of property, which you'd been all along. I mean, this has been going on since the 1933 bankruptcy. That's when we all, we start getting our birth certificates, our ownership papers, our endangered papers, where they took control of our estates as American citizens in 1933 when we went bankrupt. I mean, think about the United States going bankrupt in 1933, the richest planet, country on planet Earth. I mean, what debt couldn't we have paid off that day if there was a real debt, which there was not? It was 1913 when they put the Federal Reserve into place. That was when they started making this air debt, this debt that we owe to ourselves, that we owe to the bankers, that we borrowed from ourselves, that we gave to the bankers, that we owe to the bankers, that they gave to us with interest. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a blatant Ponzi scheme. It was designed to do exactly what it did to bank. To put up a proposed bankruptcy by 1933 when our government went bankrupt. We didn't go bankrupt. We were the richest people on planet Earth. We couldn't go bankrupt. There was nothing that could have been sold to us that could have bankrupted us. And if it was a real debt, like I said, we could have paid it off in just however long it took to throw the gold on the scale and say, get out of our country, banker. But of course, the scam went on and on and on and on. And now we find out that, these weasels, they put us under a democracy in 1933 because they had to cancel the Republic because the Republic was the government body that went bankrupt, separated from the people, of course. It has to start on a big, big lie. And I mean, we should have, said no. In 1933, when they came to confiscate the gold, our grandfather should have said, hell no. I mean, the people weren't that stupid, but they were widespread. And all it took was enough of fresh immigrants into the cities, not knowing better, not even understanding what had happened, not understanding the history of the country, not understanding the founding fathers and why they set up our government the way they did. Well, they just went for it. Oh, well, I guess we're bankrupt, but, hey, we're in the land of milk and honey, man. If you go out there and work, you can have a house. You can have anything you want. Just go out there and just go ahead and work. And then, we're going to have to accept some taxation, of course, because we have this debt. Don't know where it came from. Don't know how it's possible that it could have existed. Consider we're the richest country on planet Earth. And it wasn't a straight-up trade-off. It wasn't a righteous debt. It was a lie. It's all been a lie from the get-go, and now we find out that private contracts, who would have thunk it? Private contractors have taken over our government? Is this why we have no rights? This is the equivalent to the ice cream man knocking on your door and extorting taxes from you. He has no lawful authority to do anything other than drive the ice cream truck. He's not a government official. He's an ice cream man. Your supposed government officials are nothing more than ice cream men, women, who are fraudulently extorting money from you and your family, throwing you in prison, taxing you to death, stealing your children and imposing their will on you and enforcing their own internal statutory rules and codes upon you and your family. Rod Class has now received 4 administrative rulings that prove what many have felt to be the truth. What many have felt to be the truth, what you think is government, what you think are legitimate government, officials, senators, congressmen, policemen, governors, tax collectors, etc., are nothing more than private contractors extorting money from American citizens and failing to pay off the public debt, as they are instructed to do by the 1933 bankruptcy. The thing is here, it's self-evident. But what brought it to light was that, people started fighting, going into the court saying, hey, man, this isn't right. How in the world can I not own property? I mean, that was what this country was based upon, was the ownership of private property. How can this be? And when they went into the courts, well, I'll just go into the courts and I'll enforce my rights. Hell, I can read. Here's the Constitution, says that, my rights are absolute. My rights to my property are absolute. And if there's some kind of misunderstanding here, I would just go into the court. I'm a thinking person. I'll straighten this right out. I'm sure that it's a mistake. It must be a mistake. Nobody would intentionally try to rob a whole country, rob a nation of its resources and turn its people into slaves. There has to be a misunderstanding. Then we went into the courts and we started tearing the law apart. We started finding out about the Uniform Commercial Code. Well, why am I under Uniform Commercial Code? I'm not a corporation. Why is this being implemented upon me? I don't want this court. I want one of those common law courts. I understand that that's what we're supposed to have here in this country. I want to go up in front of 12 of my fellow citizens and give them my grievance, and I intend to get a redress for it, that grievance. And that's when we found out. That's when we found out that we were property, not people, not persons. Only corporations have rights of allodial rights. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom. The Union forever, hurrah!
Welcome back to The Word from the Trenches with Henry Shively, and we're talking about Rod Glass, and has gotten a fourth administrative ruling showing that our country, our whole government, has been taken over by private contractors. It has been subcontracted out, And I've talked about this before, back when Billy Clinton instituted the grant program. No longer do you have allocations from Congress with rules governing the expenditure of the monies, including your constitutional rights, and the fact that government agencies have to, you know, dole out the money, is a good word, and they have to stand responsible to make sure that your rights are protected in the spending of that money. Now it is all just subcontracted out. They send a grant. I mean, anybody can get a grant. We have the Three Rivers community over here, these Californian invaders who came in here, and they built them up a building, and they go over there in their committees and, you know, screw the government. I mean, it has nothing to do with it. The municipality here is, you know, just a running joke. The town here is run from that little building over there by their little committees applying for grants. And once they get these grants, they subcontract the monies out to these, you know, different corporations. And these corporations have been running our government for a long time now. And it's like a wave coming up on the beach. I mean, they came at us with the takeover of our country in a surge. And the wave has come up on the beach, and gravity is beginning to take over, and it's starting to push back. And we'll see how far this can go. I mean, I know the thing is, they know what they're doing, and they have, you know, put up every dirty little trick in the book, and are exposing what they are doing and bringing what they are doing to into, you know, it's a game of chess, bringing it around to checkmate. Where, yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah, you caught us, but now what? I mean, if this is all proven, this is a fact. It's an undeniable fact. But now what? Who is going to enforce the real law? Who's going to push to bring things back to where they're supposed to be? Who is going to put these criminals in prison and take back the wealth they have stolen? I mean, you can go get a judgment from a court. You could say, well, this person here screwed me out of $1 million. And you can go forth and get that judgment from that court. But if there's no enforcement mechanism, what then? You take your gun and you go over there after it? Well, what'd you go to court for? What'd you bother for? This is why we have courts, to settle disputes. And when our courts were taken over by the corporations, simultaneously with taking over the rest of our government, well, I guess that, you know, you can go to them to ask them to fix what they did. Yeah, I don't think you'll have a whole lot of luck. I never have. I think that it's going to take a complete removal of the insurgency within this corporate, this international corporate socialist insurgency in our country. We've got to remove it. It has to be replaced. We have to go back to the original Constitution for the United States and put it back in place with our Bill of Rights separated as the supreme law of our land. I don't care. You can have that Constitution over there, but you can't do anything. I don't care if there's the smallest implication that it touches one of these unalienable rights. Sorry, you can't do that. Then the people would be back in control, and this is the thing: is we'd be back in control of the piggy bank, our country, the richest country on planet Earth. We'll get into this a little deeper. We're up at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches.